How to smoke a turkey. There are so many ways to prepare a turkey, with the main difference found in the amount of time for both preparation and cooking. One of the favorite methods is hot smoking, whether done on a traditional smoker, charcoal grill, or gas grill. To smoke a turkey, you'll need the following supplies: grill or smoker plus fuel for the equipment, meaning charcoal or propane, wood chunks, meat thermometer, dry rub and or brine, about 1 cup of dry rub and 2 cups brine, whole turkey, preferably fresh and less than 18 pounds, aluminum pan, aluminum foil and towels, or an insulated blanket. Preparations before you smoke. The cleaning of the bird is the same as when you do traditional roasting: removal of the giblets and neck, rinsing and drying the bird, and trimming any loose skin. However, don't truss or tie the legs, as this can make it harder to cook the bird completely through when smoking. You can use toothpicks to pin the wings in if they seem to be falling away from the bird. If you elect to brine your turkey, make sure to start this process at least a day ahead of smoking. Every brined bird will have more flavor if a dry rub is applied, so apply any combination of dry ingredients you prefer to the turkey, being sure to put some of the rub under as well as on top of the skin. Refrigerate the rubbed turkey overnight. Once you're ready to smoke, remove the turkey from the refrigerator and rub a small amount of oil on the skin, especially the bottom portion that will be touching the grill grates. This will keep the bird from sticking. Don't apply oil to the grates, as that will not guarantee the bird won't stick. Always place a cold turkey on the grill or smoker, as cold will attract more smoke vapor. Plan about 30 minutes cooking time per pound. Preparing the grill or smoker. Charcoal grill smoker preparation. When using a traditional smoker, you can simply place the charcoal and wood chunks as normally done for a long smoking event. Usually, you position unlit charcoal in the firebox, light a chimney starter full of charcoal, and pour that next to the unlit charcoal. Place a few wood chunks on the lit charcoal and some on the unlit areas, so you will have wood flavor infusion during the entire cooking process. Have a disposable pan positioned under the turkey that contains a few cups of water or a mix of water and broth or stock. This will add moisture to the cooking environment and collect all the turkey drippings if you should want to make gravy. The goal is to maintain a cooking temperature of 225 to 275 degrees Fahrenheit, though you can go as high as 300 degrees if desired. When using a kettle-style charcoal grill, set up the drip pan and the turkey to one side of the grill, placing the hot coals on the opposite side. You can also set up some fire bricks in the charcoal area to retain more heat and stabilize the temperature. Gas propane grill. These grills need to be set up using an indirect method of cooking. Heat on one side, meaning burners on one side lit, while the turkey and drip pan go on the unlit side. Wood chunks will be placed on the heat shields of the lit burners. This will produce smolder and burn and give off true wood flavor, and last a lot longer than using wood chips in a smoker box or foil pouch. Still maintain a temperature of 250 to 275 degrees Fahrenheit, which can be tricky. You will have to see how many burners need to stay lit to do this, and what level of heat those burners need to be set to for that temperature. Certainly, you can cook at a higher temperature if you like, but you may need to replenish the wood chunks, as they will likely combust faster. Don't fuss. It's important that you allow the turkey to cook on its own without fussing with the lid. Each time you open the lid, you release smoke vapor as well as heat. If you want the bird to cook in a reasonable amount of time, then leave the lid alone. Never stuff a turkey that will be smoked, as this causes the overall cooking time to extend and produce overcooked meat. Heat flow is blocked by anything put in the cavity as well, so try to avoid stuffing herbs, citrus slices, etc. in there. Always use a quality digital thermometer. You're looking for the breast meat to register 160 degrees Fahrenheit. You can remove from the grill smoker at that point. Remember, if left sitting, the bird will continue to cook from all the radiant heat that has been trapped in the bones and the meat. Final tips. If you need more than 18 pounds of turkey, then consider smoking two smaller birds doing the same setup as above, just with two birds on the grill. Feel free to mix some of your dry rub with melted butter and a little oil and brush this mixture on the bird during the final hour of cooking. It will produce a fabulous color to the bird and help crisp the skin. Remember, turkeys labeled as basted or enhanced contain a salt solution, so be sure you season lightly so you don't end up with a salty outcome. You do not need to foil or tent the turkey when smoking. Let the air always circulate for the entire cooking process. When cooking with charcoal, you will likely need less wood than with gas propane grills. I hope I've inspired you to try smoking turkey so you can see just how unbelievably flavorful and easy this technique is to do. Remember to leave a comment and subscribe to our channel. Bringing you tips, techniques, recipes, and the science behind the fire and flavor, that's Smokin'Licious.